Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Randy Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting ninth. The second baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bobby Castillo. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Law reaches second base with a double. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brunansky throws the ball into Washington, who tags LaFleur trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Law scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Laudner reaches second base with a double. Harbeck scores. Johnson moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive towards short. Almon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Laudner tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Castano reaches second base with a double. Laudner scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Washington reaches second base with a double. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck is walked intentionally. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington moves to third. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Laudner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Law hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. Almon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Ward reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. It's 4-1, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive towards the mound. Castillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Ron Davis now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Luzinski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 3 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. Two outs. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Vance Law. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Law pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Laudner and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 0-for-3 in the game. Almone hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.